You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, last week we reported about the RCMP investigation into vandalism to several signs that were erected along the Highway 16 corridor by the nine allied tribes of Lac-O-Lams, outlining their traditional place names and territorial boundaries. It was also previously reported that the Cassix Wilderness Resort sign was set ablaze in early April, which is owned by Kitsum Kalum. In the past, territorial conflict due to overlapping claims along the Lower Skeena have a long-standing history in Northwest BC. Today, I speak with Stan Dennis, spokesperson for the nine allied tribes. But first, we speak with RCMP Corporal Madonna Saunders, North District Media Relations.
Well, back in April, the 26th, actually, the RCMP in Prince Rupert did receive a report of mischief to property. Numerous signs that had been erected in various areas along Highway 16 have been vandalized. In fact, one has been taken outright. The cost to replace these signs is estimated to be well over $5,000. And certainly the RCMP have an ongoing investigation and are looking to the public to help provide some information that perhaps can forward this investigation and perhaps lead to finding out who is responsible for this damage.
Yeah. Do you know how many signs were damaged or taken?
Well, there was five signs, I believe, in total that have been damaged, and one was outright taken. Not sure as to why people have done this, who may have done this, and certainly looking to the public to help us.
If the public, folks in the public are hearing this and they do have information, how can they pass it along?
Well, certainly contact the Prince Rupert RCMP directly. Certainly can call Crime Stoppers if you wish, or any detachment of the RCMP will be happy to take information and pass it along to the appropriate detachment of jurisdiction.
And just the last thing for you, Madonna, when something like this happens, what could be the consequence in removing or damaging property like this?
Well, certainly mischief to property is a criminal code offense, and if convicted, would be subject to the consequences outlined in the code.
Corporal Madonna Saunders, North District Media Relations. Coming up next, my conversation with Stan Dennis, spokesperson for the nine allied tribes of Lac-O-Lams.
Hello, my name is Stan Dennis, Jr. I'm the Gullamalia for the Lac-O-Lams Allied Tsimshian Tribes. Gullamalia means spokesperson in our language, currently residing in Lac-O-Lams.
Great, Stan. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News. Of course, I wanted to chat with you today just about the situation that's unfolded along the Skeena Corridor between Rupert and Terrace with the Skeena Signage Project that Lac-O-Lams has undertaken. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about the project first.
The project itself there, we wanted to document some of our history, our oral history and whatnot, and our tribal affiliations to the land and all that in our maps, and present that as a little bit of a reminder of guests coming into the territory, and letting them know who owns the territory and whatnot. We have nine tribes in our community here, and we present all those tribal maps. Well, approximately 40 years now they were established, and over 40 years. So, yeah, it was just something that we wanted to kind of produce something in a new fashion, so that bring awareness to guests visiting this territories that this is who owns it, and This is unceded territory of the Allied tribes.
Yeah, Stan, I saw some of the signage being put up and was able to stop and take a look, and it gives a map. It shows a map of the Skeena corridor there, and then also the place names, traditional place names. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what are some of those places in particular that are really important to the nine Allied tribes? One that I've visited a couple of years ago was Port Essington, and it seems like that was on the map as well. So what are some of the oral histories that you hope that people would take away from if they were to stop and take a look at those signs?
Yeah, we just wanted to, I say again, make sure that, you know, we're bringing awareness to the territories and be respectful, just basically asking them to be respectful and enjoy yourselves while you're in our territories. And a lot of importance, like when you talk about Port Essington there, that belongs to our Gitxsalas tribe. So that reserve there was turned over by one of the place names that my father now wears. And back in the day, it allowed him, because there are so much resources in there, that wanted to share the resources with everybody else that wanted to have access to it. So because it was back in the day, there was a heavy abundance. So that's just one of the little short stories that I have in regards to the Port Essington area. Spooksuit, we call that in our language, and belongs to the Gitxsalas tribe.
Now, Stan, I know that, you know, a lot of the time over the years, there's been some contention over overlapping territories, and it seems like after these signs were put up very quickly, they were vandalized and cut down. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about what happened and when you heard about that, because it seems like it happened pretty quickly after they were put up along the Skeena corridor.
I believe it was around April 8th of this year we started erecting the signs in our territory, and we had representatives of staff from our business development and Lac-O-Lam's band, staff members and fisheries and all that, giving a hand, working together, putting them up. And then, it just so happened that within a few hours after having them put up there, they were vandalized, and our members weren't too happy about it. But because we don't condone any kind of act of vandalism on anybody else's property, and this was the ours. So, and we're not one to point fingers as to speculate who did it, but we didn't. We just wanted to make sure that we will continue to do that, and just to bring awareness. So we had to re-erect the signs again after that original April, I believe it was April 8th of this year. The first one went up, and not too long after that, we re-erect them, and a month later, around early May.
Yeah, and I was also able to check in with the RCMP. It sounds like there's an investigation going on to, find out and ascertain who might have vandalized the signs. Is there anything that you've heard from the RCMP as to how the investigation is going?
No, we haven't heard anything in regards to investigation. Just that we were going through the Prince Rupert detachment we have a file going through them and asking anybody that has seen or witnessed anything happening to the signs that they bring that information forward to the RCMP at Prince Rupert. That's about as far as my involvement has been with that. But there is an open file.
One of the other things I wanted to touch on, Stan, for those who may not be familiar, and I know there's also been some accusations of a Kitsum Kalem sign that was damaged along that corridor there at Cassex. For people that aren't familiar, what has been the history with some of these territorial disputes with the nine allied tribes as well as other nations and reserves, Kitsum, Kalum, Kitsilis, that are up further up river in the Skeena. What's some of the background there if people are unfamiliar with this?
Yeah, well, I can speak to you a little bit through ours. A lot of this overlap issues that's been created when the treaty process was implemented in the early 80s there. So, so that's why I say again, we established our boundaries and presented our maps and in regards to the stories pertaining to our maps and boundaries for each specific tribe. And within our territories, just a little bit more history is where our names come from that we wear, our traditional names. And when we talk about overlap issues, you know, that's one of the things that comes about when we have discussions with our neighbors, whether it be Kitsum, Kalum or Kitsilas or other Jimtsian neighbors on the coast here. We make sure that, you know, we're up front and center with any information pertaining to our territories, that we know who owns the territory, and we are prepared to bring the ones forward that know the history of the lands that they occupy, that belongs to them. So that's how that came about in that regard. So, and reiterating again that the overlap issue is something that was created in the treaty process and is still a part of our discussion till this day.
Just the last thing for you, Stan. Going forward, now the signs have been replaced. Is there any plan to ensure that they survive or a little bit more security to make sure that they don't get cut down and vandalized again?
Yeah, we're having those discussions. What can be done to make sure that our signs are protected and what have you. So whether part of those discussions is maybe having some cameras installed. I think discussions with our neighbors has to come about along with Canada and the province as well in order to address some of these issues and to allow us to move forward together, basically. And I say again, we're not going to just give up our territory. It's unceded, and that's the whole intent there, so is to make sure that the awareness is being brought forward, so that we want to make sure, for one, that the territory is respected and that the people that are coming and going through it, that they enjoy themselves, and this is who owns it. That's just a little bit of history sharing that we want to make sure that the resources within it are still looked after. So, and that's where we're coming from.
Okay, Stan, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much for giving us your time and insight today.
All right, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. You have a good day.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.
CICK News, live from Prince Rupert.